Alex, I'm guessing that's a really frustrating afternoon for you. How would you sum up your side's performance today?
I thought the game was patchy. You know, I didn't think there was any one team that was dominant throughout the 90 minutes. I thought we started the game really well. And then I think after about maybe 15 minutes of the game, they came into it and had a better spell than us. They managed to score. And then once we got our sort of equaliser, I thought we finished the half well. And then I thought equally the second half, I thought we started well again. And then they came into the match, got their goal, and then we get an equaliser again, and then I thought we were dominant throughout that spell. I think the frustrating thing is when we went 2-2, I thought we were the team in the ascendancy, really. You know, we were the one forcing the issue and trying to get that next goal, and we get caught with a sloppy goal from our point of view, which makes it 3-2, and then we rallied again and tried to push. And so I thought both teams had spells in the match where they were on top, and unfortunately for us, I thought they scored more goals than us when they were on top.
Yeah, at 2-2, how confident were you that you could go on and win the game?
Well, I think the way the game was panning out at that stage, it was 2-1 to them. We were the team trying to sort of break them down and get the next goal, which we knew had to. They were quite sort of comfortable hitting us in the counter-attack and staying, trying to obviously stay sort of solid behind the ball. But I thought we created a couple of good chances in that period, got our goal, deservedly so. And then for that point, I was confident that we were going and win it. But just showed maybe a little bit of naivety at the back and get done with a really simple 1-2. And we highlighted their wide players prior to the match because we knew they were good. But equally, we highlighted our wide players and they too scored as well. So it was one of them ones where, like I say, they caused us more damage when they were on top than what we did.
Is that disappointing for you that they've scored three times and perhaps not had to work too hard to score them?
Well, I think that's unfair. I think if you asked them, they did work hard to score them. Do you know what I mean? I think one of their goals is a deflection, so it was really frustrating. Callum Woods was off the pitch at the time, although we should have done better. I mean, we turn their back rather than just going out and being brave to the ball, but it ends up flying into the bottom corner, whereas a lot of the time that will harmlessly dribble past the post. The third goal, you could say for them, is a good bit of play where they've done their 1-2, but for us it's quite simple, we should do better there. So, yeah, I thought, yeah, it was disappointing.
Well, the two goals you did score, they were both crackers, weren't they?
Yeah, both good goals, but the fact is they count for nothing because we don't get any points for the end of the match. So, although we had some good play and good opportunities at times, the end result's what matters the most. Do you know what I mean? And the fact is, when we needed to defend and when we needed to do the dirty side of the game, we maybe didn't do it as well as we should have done at times.
And it's back-to-back defeats, the first time since you took charge. So, I guess Wednesday represents a decent chance to try and respond and see what the players are made of.
Yeah, it does. And I thought we had some mixed performances today. I thought we had some lads that played well. I thought we had some other lads that didn't play so well. But equally, I think everybody recognises we're down to the bare bones at the moment. I mean, with Alan Brown suspended, we've got our experienced left-back Greg missing, we've got Tom Clark missing, we've got Tommy Spurr missing, we've got Ben Davies missing, and it all seems to be in the same area. So we've had to do a bit of patchwork today. Paul Huntington's now going to be suspended for Wednesday. So these are not excuses, these are just sort of facts what they are. I mean, but the fact is it doesn't help us, because sometimes when you get maybe a couple of sort of difficult games or poorer results, you rely on that experience, because I think young players do really well coming in and having an impact, but the reason they're called experienced players is the fact that they do it sustainably over the course of time, and unfortunately for us we're missing a lot of them at the moment. But we need to dust ourselves down, we'll patch up the back line for Wednesday, and hope that guys who are probably going into an unfamiliar position for them at times, but they can go in and do a job.
Yeah, you brought Callum in for Ben at the back today. Is it an injury for Ben?
Yeah, Ben's unfortunately had to have his appendix out. So I think that operation's happened today. So he's going to be missing for a couple of weeks, which doesn't help us. Tommy Spurs had surgery on his knee to fix that. So he's out for a few months. Greg Cunningham, as we know, is out for a few months. Tom Clark, as we know, is out for a few months. So it's injuries and stuff that you can't do anything about. I mean, it's not as if it's wee tweaks or niggles here or there. And well, people might say, oh, we should have maybe signed this or signed that. But the fact is, to lose three centre-backs and a left-back is highly unusual. I mean, we've got a squad of 28 players, which is more than enough. And the reason I chose Callum today over Andy Boyle is the fact that we knew their front line was going to be nimble and quick. It wasn't going to be a big sort of power and centre-forward where he had to win headers. So I thought Callum, to be fair to him, for his first game in that position, I thought did well.